Proclamation number 8394 of 27th of January, 1963. Purification of the soul. All those who follow me and also take up their cross, will also be blessed by the cross. All who suffer in submission to my will be true followers of Jesus. Your soul still needs purification as long as you live on earth, for only rarely has a soul purified itself so much in its existence on this earth that it no longer needs suffering. Only rarely has an extremely high degree of love brought about the purification of a soul so that it can enter the kingdom of light and bliss as a true child of God. It will always still be burdened with a measure of suffering which will help it to reach the final perfection, so that all dross will have been dissolved and my light of love can now radiate through the soul in all fullness. And I will always give you the necessary strength to carry your cross or take it upon my shoulders and help you carry it if it seems too heavy to you. For then only heartfelt supplications to me will suffice and you will feel noticeable relief. But you should not try to avert every measure of suffering from you, for then the measure of beatitude in the spiritual kingdom will also be less. But I know what you are capable of bearing, and truly, I will not burden you with a greater burden. Always remember that you still dwell in the kingdom whose Lord is my adversary and that he will wrestle for your souls until your death, and his temptations mainly consist of causing you to rebel against me. He only ever wants to trigger impatience, displeasure, agitation in you in order to lower doubts about my love in you at such moments. He wants your love for me to diminish and you should not grant him this triumph. You should be devoted to me with love and know that even this suffering is determined by my love which wants to cause you all the greater bliss and therefore your soul should become ever more perfect, to which every suffering, born in surrender, also contributes. This is why I spoke the words, if anyone wants to follow me, let him take up his cross. Single quote, all your soul substances must spiritualize themselves. Nothing that still belongs to earth should remain attached to your soul, including the urges and passions from the past which you brought with you into your earthly existence as a human being. And often you have to struggle for a very long time until you have overcome them. And all physical suffering contributes to this. Your soul crystallizes and dissolves all slag which prevents the penetration of my ray of love or reduces its strength. But my ray of love means bliss for you. It means right life which lasts forever. Therefore, calmly let your body die. Don't be disturbed if you have to suffer, but know that you will leave your earthly body all the more joyfully when the hour has come which I have set for your departure from this earth. But also know that I myself determine this hour and that you can still live for a long time despite your infirmities and pain if it is necessary to complete a task I have set for you. And as long as this task has not been accomplished, you will also be provided with the necessary strength for it, and ever more quietly you will surrender into my will and carry your cross, because then I myself will also walk beside you as a cross-bearer and the burden will no longer seem so heavy to you. The bond with me also ensures my constant supply of strength, and my strength is truly mighty in the weak. For as long as I need you, your course of life is also determined by my will, and time and again you will be able to ascertain that everything will work out as it serves you and your task. You will not need to worry about yourselves, for I will take care of you, and I will also visibly support your mission and bring it to completion. For it is not just about your own life but about the lives of countless people who shall still attain true life through you and who are in greatest spiritual hardship if they are not helped. But since such help always has to be given voluntarily and out of love in order to be successful, I will also not abandon my co-workers who have this will to help and let me work through them. And even if their earthly fate seems exceedingly difficult, the soul will nevertheless have the strength and take everything upon itself humbly, because it will constantly increase in spiritual strength as a result and also become the overcomer of its body. For it, too, will be able to spiritualize its substances, and one day the soul will realize that even the greatest physical suffering has only been a blessing for it. Amen.